Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hi, good morning, good morning. I know, I got some of y'all. Y'all like, man, what are you doing up? Man, it's early in the morning. Now, today, God said, get it now. Go and do it now. As you see it, somebody is waking up and they just feeling like, I'm done with this process. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I quit. I'm done. I'm all of that. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God was saying to me this morning, it was, why would you quit in the middle of this process? If my son had to go through a process to do something, why wouldn't he ask you to do it? Because here it goes. People would say, and world would say, and a carnal mind would say, I don't have to do all of this. God wouldn't want me to do all of this. Why? He asked his son to do it. Listen, today is not the day that we're going to give up. I know you're getting ready to go to work. You'd have made the decision that I'm going to go through the process. I ain't going to stop in the middle of the process because I understand that in this process, God is trying to actually do something to me. He's trying to give me some wisdom, some strength, some understanding, some favor, some blessings. All of those things are in the middle of the process. But if you don't ever go through the process and complete the process, you miss something. And when you miss something, this is something that might help you later on down the line get stronger. Y'all better catch this thing. Y'all got to catch this one this morning, because he started showing me like different things, like stuff like when we're exercising. You know, we want to exercise, but you know it's hard. You know what I'm saying? The first week, the first month, the first time, it's hard because your body is trying to get used to it. So your body is telling you, girl, don't do that. Boy, don't do it. Man, that's too hard. That's man. Let's not go. Let's find something that's easier. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, I don't have time, and then you miss the time, and then you stop doing it. And now your body has dictated, your flesh is dictating you going through the process. Anything that you build, you got to have a foundation. Everything. So going through a process, it's the building of your foundation. It's building something. It's building your character. It's building your personality. It's building your strength. It's building your faith. It's building your hope. It's building your belief. Going through a process helps you to build something. And so God is like, I'm trying to get them through a process, Gerald. Gerald, just like the same process you have to go through every day, it's the same process I have my children going through every day. So you can't quit in the middle of a process. And it's like, oh, people say, well, I want my husband to be. Listen, you don't know what type of hell I had to go through and have to go through to get to where I am today. I'm like just getting above the surface. I was so far down, I wasn't even at zero. I had to go through a process. I was one of those people that didn't like to go through process. I was one of those people that wasn't disciplined enough to actually follow the thing out. So God is trying to build something. Anytime you're trying to build a skyscraper, that means you got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. And so I had to go deep. I had to dig up some things. I had to do some things to get back to where I needed to be. Listen, this ain't no easy ride. This thing ain't easy for me. And ain't anything, you think it was easy for Jesus to actually walk this thing out, to be able to walk, to pay a price for people that didn't even love him, to pay a price for people that didn't even respect him? Come on, y'all. Come on. Today is the day we get a spiritual muscle. Today is the day that we grow up. Today is the day that we get a breakthrough, that we going to walk into work today with a new swag. We're going to walk into work today with a new look on our face. Our mind is going to be different. Our words are going to be different. The way we hear things is going to be different. Come on, y'all. Today is a day of motivation. Today is the day that we're going to wake up and we're going to put our feet on the ground, and we're going to let the devil say, what? Say, well, I ain't quitting. Yeah, you had me yesterday talking about I wanted to quit, but the day is the day that you can tell the devil he's a liar, that you're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. God told you to build this business, and you're going through some rough time. You're going through a rough part. The bank told you no. Somebody else told you no. And now you feeling like, oh my God, I thought you said this, God. You thought. You didn't hear. You heard God. You heard God. God wants to get, God wants, when you tell the story, God got to get the glory out of it. You can't give the glory to God when the bank did it or somebody else did it for you. God don't get the glory for that. But when God does some things for you that seems that's not normal. You hear what I'm saying? Like, not normal. Jesus changing water to wine. That was like his first miracle. Changing water to wine. Oh my God. He changed water to wine. And all hell broke out from there. Listen, y'all. God has a plan for you. You got to go through this process. This process is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Why you want it to be easy all the time? Why do we always say, God, you don't want, why would I have to go through this? Why? Because he's trying to build you some muscles. I remember sitting in the weight room, and I'm a coach. So I'm sitting in the weight room, and my player's like, man, it's way heavy, son. Start light. And then you grow and you do reps. You do reps. You do reps. You know what I'm saying? You start with a light weight and you're doing reps. That means you got to start with something simple. You got to start with your words. Your words got to be different. When you speak something, you don't speak out of victim place. You speak out of victory. You speak out of authority. You speak out of a winning spirit, a winning mindset. That's what you're speaking. You don't, oh my God, this is just too hard. Oh my God, can I do this? Oh, I don't know. And then you talk to somebody. That's why we have spotters, a person that's going to tell, come on, man, you got this. Come on, push this off your chest. Come on, you got this, man. They encourage you. So if you sitting there talking with somebody that's not encouraging you and always talking about, oh, girl, you don't need to do that. You don't need that spotter. That's not one of your spotters. That's not going to help you get through the process. You need somebody that's going to help you get through the process. Somebody that's going to tell you, oh, you got this. Oh, you ain't going to stop in this. Oh, girl, we're going to make it through this. Oh, I'm going to push you through this. Oh, I'm going to get you through this. You don't have, I'm not a woman, so I don't understand. I don't know the birthing process, and I don't know how hard it is, but I'm sure that you don't stop in the middle of it. You don't stop until you see that baby come out. You don't stop in that process. Come on. In sports, we don't stop in the middle of training camp. Why? Because going through training camp, we learning something. We getting instructions and stuff. We learning these plays. We learning how to do things. Come on, y'all. Today is the day of the motivation that you're not going to quit in the process. Today is the day that you're going to get your mind right. That when you walk into work today and when you put your feet on the ground today, some of y'all listen to me while y'all still in the bed. But when you get up out of the bed, when you sit in the mirror and look at yourself, you start speaking to yourself. You start speaking positive to yourself. You start speaking a winning mentality to yourself. And you tell the enemy that I am going to walk through this process. I'm going to go through this process. And I'm going to go through this process as a winner. I'm going to go through this process with some strength. And I know as I go through this process, and I'm talking about, listen to me. You see how my head moving? I'm talking about you got some boldness. You got that courageous spirit. Now, there's not an ounce of timidness in you. There's not an ounce of it. God didn't build you that way. He didn't build you that way. So why are we walking around like we done lost our joy? Where your joy go? So tell the devil today, I'm getting my joy back. I'm getting my peace back. I'm getting my strength back. I'm getting my favor back. I'm getting my blessings back. I'm getting my family back. I'm getting my money back. I'm getting everything back. And I mean, act like you know you're getting it back. Because you're going to go through this process and you're going to win in this process. You're going to get stronger in this process. You're going to have favor in this process. Everything that the enemy tried to stop you. Y'all better catch this one. Let's go. Let's go. Today is the day we get our mind right, y'all. Today is the day you get your mind right. No more allowing the enemy to distract you. To distract you. Because you can get distracted and you in the middle of a process. You in the middle of doing something major and you get distracted and all of a sudden something happens. You can't be distracted. You can't be distracted. And sometimes we distract our own self. We're the ones that distract ourselves because we start looking at a situation and the enemy will say, oh, this is not that. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. But the devil is a lie. God says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. How about that? So when you get to a place that you can't do nothing, so because I my kids, they'll be, my players will be lifting, right? And they'll be like, oh, I can't get it. And then you start speaking into them. Come on, man, you got this. I'm encouraging you. Man, you got this. Put some more into it. All of a sudden, the arms start going up. He start lifting it up. All of a sudden, he locks it out. And you, let me tell you something. When you do something that you had to work hard for, and it seemed like you wasn't going to actually get it, and when you actually get it, man, your mind and your belief and your faith go to a whole nother place. You can't tell that person nothing. That's what God's trying to do for you today. He's trying to get you through this process that you always thought was so too hard that you could not do it. But God says, I got you. I got you. I said I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I said I'll never, I would never let you down. God ain't never let us down. He ain't never let us down. It's us that let ourselves down. Because God is always there with us. He's always giving us the strength. He's always giving us the courage. He's always giving us what we need. Today is that day that you rise up in who God has called for you to be. Today is the day that you get out of your bed and you say, this is my day that I'm going to walk through this process. Every day is a process, y'all. Every day is a process. Every day that you have to get up out of the bed is a day that you have to go through a process. Why? Because when you wake up, the enemy is always already at you. He was at you in your dreams. He was making you trying to make you feel defeated before you even get up. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. So the day God says, "Oh, I need you to get on now," because you know it's at 7:30. He was like, "Get him now. I want him to come out of the bed with some power. I want them to put their feet on the ground and feel like I got this. Today is the day that you conquer all your fears. Today is the day that you conquer that victim spirit. Today is the day that you conquer that hurt spirit, that I want to quit spirit. Man, come on, man. Come on. Today is the day. Stop feeling like a victim. Today is the day. Let me tell you something. Jesus is our spiritual trainer. And when you look at Jesus and you go back to Jesus, you start looking at his life. Man, that thing encourages me. I'm getting chill. My hair is standing up on my arm because I go to thinking about what Jesus did. I can't feel for myself. Why? Listen, all things is possible. All things, all things, all things. All means all, y'all. You don't have a circumstance that God can't deal with. You don't have a circumstance that God can't deal with. But here it goes. Your mind and your flesh tells you, why do I have to do all of this? Why? Because I need you to get, not me, God needs you to get through a process. Why? Because the going through a process, it helps someone else get through a process. That's why you have people. Listen, sports got trainers, sports got coaches. I mean, your boss, he gives you, got, that's why you got supervisors to help you get through a process. It's up. You look at life, there's processes going through life. Everybody has a process. Every job has a process. Everything has a process that it has to go through. Everything. And we're the only ones that stop in the process. Why do we stop in the process? So God said, today you are not going to stop in the process. Today you're not going to quit in the middle of the process. You're not going to quit on the process. Today is the day that you got your boldness back. Today the day is you got your faith back. Today is the day that you got your encourage back. Come on, y'all. Come on. Today I want all over the earth. I mean, the people that's hearing this, I want you to have a swag about yourself. I am my son's. I am my father's daughter or my father's son. And I'm going to walk like it. I'm going to talk like it. I'm going to speak like it. Y'all better come on, man. Everything that I do is going to be about it. I'm about my father's business. Today is the day I'm about my father's business. My father gave me the strength to wake up, to see another day that he has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Don't wake up trying to be a victim. Wake up and say, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day. I'm going to have a smile on my face. When you walk into work today and the people see the smile on your face, they're going to say, oh my God, what happened? Girl, what's up with you? What? Tell me something. What's going on with you? Why? Man, I found myself. I'm out that little funk. I'm out of that little craziest place that I was in. I'm out, girl. What you been praying? What verses you been using? Come on, man. That's why we was doing instructions. So whatever those instructions was, God trying to give you those instructions to go through this process. Why? Because he's trying to make you stronger. He's trying to make you wiser. He's trying to give you some wisdom, some understanding. Come on, y'all. That's what he's trying to do. Today is that day that you get that wisdom. Today is that day that you get this understanding. Because today is the day that your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Ow! I love that one. Ooh. Your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Everything gonna get stronger. You gonna, ooh, come on, y'all. Come on. Today is the day that your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Declare that. Today is the day that my spiritual muscles meet my natural muscles. And that means that there's absolutely nothing that's going to stop you from walking out this process. Because as you walk out this process, the wisdom that you're getting, the understanding that you're getting, the faith that you're getting, the hope that you're getting, the belief that you're getting is going to naturally strengthen your walk, strengthen your talk, strengthen your, I'm talking about your countenance. Your countenance is not going to drop. All of a sudden now they're looking at, dang, why you look different? You look different. What did you do? You got some new makeup on? No, girl, it's that glory. Because you got a new glory sitting on you. Why? Because you're going through a process. You're going through stuff. That old stuff is falling off of you. That old look, that old speech, that old talk, them scales that have been on your eyes. The only thing you can see is trauma. Only thing you can see is your hurt. Only thing you can see is the pain. Only thing you can see. But let me tell you something. As your spiritual muscles get stronger, then all of a sudden now you start seeing things differently. Now you start speaking things differently. Now your declarations start changing. Now your prayers start changing. You're not praying victim spirit prayers. Now you're praying victorious prayers, huh? You're praying warfare prayers, huh? You're talking about I'm a conqueror, huh? You're talking about I'm gonna take it all back now. I'm getting it back. I'm talking about a thousandfold. Everything that the enemy tried to take, I'm taking it back, and I'm taking it back with force. No longer am I coming with a weak man, weak mindset. Man, I'm coming to take this thing back. I want everything back. Everything that you stole from me, I'm getting it back. Why? Because I speak differently. Why? My muscles are back now. My spiritual muscles are meeting my natural muscles. Let me tell you something. When your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles, we talking about a miracle happening. We talking about something that you thought could never, ever happen, but God has said you're a spiritual being, or before you're a natural being. We in this world, but not of this world. Why? Because we're spiritual beings. So that's why your spiritual muscles have to get stronger before your natural muscles. That's good. That's good. Now I see why God got me on fire today. Listen, this is my motivation today. Let's get this. Our spiritual muscles gonna meet our natural muscles. Let's work on our spiritual muscles today. Let's work on those muscles today. Let those muscles be seen all throughout my day, all throughout your day. Come on, y'all. Go on your job with a different swag. That's my kids. A different look, a different understanding, a different perspective. I'm talking about different. Not your same old how you used to go into work. I'm talking about today. That's kind of why God had me waking up early to give you this, because he want to get you before you get to work. He wants you to get to work and be something different, see something different, do something different. Because when they see and hear you doing something different, now you affecting other people. And let me tell you something. God is always wanting us to be disciples, to disciple someone else. And so when we have an opportunity to disciple someone else, it's because of what they see. It's not because of what you say. Nobody don't want to hear about what you have to say. They want to see how you live your life. Pause on that one. Today is the day that we win. Today is the day that we make it all the way through this process. And then guess what? There's going to be another process. And then another process. Because God is going from glory to glory, level to level, and glory to glory. He's not a stagnant God. God is always progressing. God is always shifting. God is always moving. So when you're trying to stay in elementary, God is trying to get you to college. And so you can't stay in elementary. You can't stay a baby all your life. You can't stay in a crying state all your life. You can't stay in a victim spirit all your life. You got to come out of that. And today is that day. So I pray that this message motivated you. I pray that this message encouraged you. Somebody needed this message. This is about everybody. This ain't just about the weak. It's about everybody. Your mindset has to be different. You don't get strategies not to use strategies. That's why God gives you strategies. And here's the situation. God gives you a strategy and give you a process to go through. And if you don't use the strategies, as you go through the process, then you just got strategies for no reason. You just got the strategies for no reason. Because you're not willing to use them in the process. That's why you get strategies. That's why you get declarations. That's why you do prayers. That's why he gives you these things. Because there's something that God is trying to do for you. He's trying to do it for you. And today is the day that you wake up. This, I pray, listen, I'm going to pray right now because I pray that these scales be removed off of your eyes. I pray that today that your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Father, I thank you that the muscles that you are strengthening today, I pray that these muscles, Father, these spiritual muscles meet their natural muscles. And when they walk, Father God, into a new place, they walk into their job, they're walking in something new. They walk, their mindset is new. Their hearts are new, that you are transforming them, Father God. You're creating something new in them, Father God, that you're getting them through a process with your strength. You're getting them through a process with your wisdom and your understanding. And Father, they're gaining it. They're gaining the understanding. They're gaining the wisdom. And as they're gaining, Father God, their spiritual muscles are being strengthened, Father, and that when they walk in something hard, when they walk in something that is trying to come against them, Father, that they have the wisdom and strategies, Father God, to walk this thing out. They will not quit in the middle of the process. They will not even quit on the process. But Father God, that they will find, Father, hey, that in this process and when it gets harder, Father God, they will count it all joy. They will count it all joy. Why? Because they understand that there's a process that I have to go through to get my spiritual muscles strong enough. I have to go through something to get my spiritual muscles strong enough that my natural muscles will be able to walk this thing out every single day. Father, I bind every plot, plan, and ploy that's been assigned against them. I counsel every diabolical scheme that has been set up against them, Father God, from birth. I come against every hindering spirit. I come up against the old mindset, the old words, Father God. We renounce every negative word that we have said, someone has said about us. We cancel the victim spirit. No longer are we victims, Father God, of anything that has caused us, Father God, to feel like we've been hurt. We cancel all trauma, Father. We say that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And Father, you are healing every traumatic area in our lives, Father God. All abuse, all mistreatment now in the name of Jesus, Father. We count it all joy, Father God. We count it all joy. Every trial and tribulation that we've been through, we count it all joy, Father God, because in the midst of it, we gained something. In the midst of it, we got stronger. In the midst of it, we got understanding. In the midst of it, we got closer to you, Father God. We thank you for the ability to get closer to you. We thank you, Father God, for the relationship that we have with you in the name of Jesus. Father, every door that has been closed, Father God, because we're getting stronger, we're able to walk in those doors. Those doors are being opened now. Because you were waiting on us to get spiritually strong. You was waiting on us to get spiritually wiser. You was waiting on us to get a spiritual understanding, Father God, of who he has called for us to be every day, all day, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I cancel all backlash and retaliation now, all forms of get back now, in the name of Jesus. All, Father, you said vengeance is yours, and Father, we allow it to be yours, Father God. We remove it off of our plate, Father. Father, we forgive anybody that has hurt us. Father, we pray for those that despitefully use us. We pray for those ones that have hurt us, that have abused us, that have talked about us. Father God, we cancel gossiping now, in the name of Jesus. We won't put our mouth on anybody, Father God, and Father, we ask for forgiveness if we have now, in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us for even looking like the world, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, you say we in this world, but not of this world, Father. We operate and we think as a spiritual being today, Father. We thank you right now, Father God, as we decrease, you increase. That is none of us and all of you today. We move in you, Father. We operate in you today. Oh, Father, because this is the day that you have made, Father God, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I choose today to follow you. I choose today to move in you, Father God. I choose today to look like you, Father God. I choose today to speak like you, Father God. I choose today to love like you, Father God. I make that choice today, Father God. I give you a yes, Father. I am your son. I am your daughter. I am your child. I am that, Father God, and I move in it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I won't quit on you, God. I won't quit, Father. Oh, I won't quit. I won't quit on the process. Even if the process gets hard, Father, I won't quit because I know that you give me the strength to get through. I know that you give me the power to get through, Father. I operate in my power. I operate in my authority. I operate in my prophetic advantage, Father God. I prophesy over my life. I prophesy over my day, Father God. I speak an authoritative word over my day, Father God. And I tell the enemy that he's under my feet now. In the name of Jesus, I wake up. blessed. I wake up favored. I wake up on fire. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Today is the day that we don't lack anything. We're not lacking wisdom. We're not lacking understanding. We're not lacking anything. God is a provider. God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And he's giving us everything that we need. He's giving us the fire we need. He's giving us the ammunition we need. We got to be the vessels. Father, we are the vessels. Pour into us, Father God. We'll pour into us. Let our cup runneth over now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let us be favored, not only with you, but favored with men. Father, I thank you that you're breaking every cycle that has been in my life, that's been in their lives, Father God. No longer will they go through cycles anymore. No longer will they go through the cycle of hurt, the cycle of pain, the cycle, Father God, of broken communication, the cycle of dysfunction now. No longer are they going to go through that anymore. But Father God, it's being broken today because they're stepping out, Father God, and their spiritual muscles are meeting their natural muscles, Father God. And I thank you that you're bringing them into a new place of thinking, a new place of living, a new place of power. I pray that this thing here breaks the yokes of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come forth, Father God, as a group. We come in agreement, Father God. You say that any two come together and agree is touching anything, Father God, it shall be established. And we declare it to this day that it's being established. Matter of fact, we break fear. Fear. Fear, fear, fear no longer going to grip you. Fear is no longer going to hold you bound. Fear is no longer going to hold me bound. Fear is not going to stop me. Fear is not, the enemy is not going to tell me you're going to die. The fear is not going to tell me that you're not going to make it. The fear is not going to tell me that you can't be successful. Fear is not going to hold you back anymore. I cancel fear, all forms of doubt now. In the name of Jesus, every addiction, I cancel all addictions now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, deliver their appetites now from the cigarettes, from the drug, from the pornography, from the lust and perversion, Father God, from the temptation now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I break it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you have given me the authority, Father God, to shut it down. Father, I pulled out every stronghold, every principality that has been operating over these people now. In the name of Jesus, over their families, over their bloodlines, I declare that the bloodlines is clean. Father God, by the blood of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus has cleansed the DNA, Father God, of all sin. Now in the name of Jesus. Come on, God. Cleanse them now. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse their thoughts. Come on. Come on. Come on. Your thought pattern is being cleansed now. In the name of Jesus. You think differently. You hear differently. You see differently. Now I thank you, Father God, that they see the way you see. I thank you, Father God, that they will see their spouse the way you see their spouse, Father God. That they will see, Father God, that they have to forgive 70 times 7. Father God, that they have to love unconditionally, Father God. That we declare that we will love unconditionally. Come on, y'all. Today is the day we get motivated. We talk about our spiritual muscles. These things right here strengthen your spiritual muscles. You're having the love right. Come on now. When you got to love somebody that's and love them unconditionally, we talking about reps, right? You 70 times 7, that's a rep. You know what I'm saying? That's, you got to rep something right there. That's 70 times 7. Come on now. That's called reps. They ain't, I'm going to just do it one time and I'm going to let it go. That's a rep. You got to 70 times 7. Come on now. You got to forgive. Come on. You got to forgive. I bind the spirit of unforgiveness now. I bind all forms of bitterness, anger, frustration, aggravation, irritation. Now in the name of Jesus, that has caused you to lose grip, that'll cause you to lose stamina. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, I say that their spiritual stamina is up. Their endurance is up. And Father God, everything is meeting. It's meeting your standards, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. Father, let them see the level of their faith. Let them see, Father God, the hope of their calling. Let them see, Father God, the things that are given, the things that you have asked them to do, Father God. Bring back to their remembrance, Father God. When they say, oh, I don't remember what God said, let the words come back. Let the memory of those words come back instantly. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind all forms of condemnation. Now you want to feel guilty about it. Now you want to feel condemned about it. Now you want to feel shame. I bind shame. I bind condemnation. Now in the name of Jesus, all that stuff connected to the victim spirit, I cancel it now. Rejection, I cancel you now. In the name of Jesus, I bind that lonely spirit. I bind that spirit. You don't know how lonely I am. I renounce those words now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we sever those ties now. We won't speak negatively. We won't talk about how lonely we are. But Father God, we got love in you, Father God, that you nurture us, you cover us, you protect us. Father God, they're wrapped in your arms, Father God, that they don't no longer feel like they're abandoned. They don't feel like they're lonely, Father God, because they feel your presence, Father God. Pitch a tent over their home. Pitch a tent, Father God, in their homes, Father. Drive drive them, ride with them, Father God. Let the angels that are assigned to them, Father God, follow them now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your grace and your mercy that is upon their lives now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you right now. Today is the day that you're shifting them. Today is the day that their spiritual muscles are meeting their natural muscles. Today is the day that they're getting stronger in the spirit realm. And, Father God, they're getting stronger in the natural. When someone sees them, Father God, they see the joy of the Lord. When they see them, Father God, they see the favor of God upon their life. When they see them, Father God, they see the glory upon their faces, Father God. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, you have given them a transplant in their heart. For no longer is their heart hardened, Father God. No longer do they have bitterness in the heart. Father, we uproot all root of bitterness now in the name of Jesus that have come through trauma, that have come through a divorce, that have come through separation, that have come through aggravation, that have come through multiple hurts now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel all soul ties. Now in the name of Jesus, deliver them from people, places, and things. Anything that will cause them not to act like you, seek like you, think like you, feel like you. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, let them be able to have the strength to cut it off. Now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood of Jesus washes them white as snow. Father God, they stand before you without a spot or blemish. I thank you, Father God, for the ability, Father God, to show grace and mercy. The ability, Father God, to act like, Father God, that they've never been hurt before. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, you have asked them, Father God, to speak differently. You have asked them, Father God, to love differently. You have asked them, Father God, to move differently. Oh, Father, I thank you that their strength now to walk it out now is coming upon them as they rise up this morning, as they look at themselves in the mirror, as they declare over themselves in the mirror. Father God, I thank you that they see something new. They hear something new. They feel something new. The strength of the muscles, the spiritual muscles are rising up now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're doing a healing power, that you're healing, Father God. Oh, glory. Listen, your healing, miracle signs and wonders are going to move when your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Come on, you got something that has been weak, something that's been hard. Yo, you got high blood pressure. Let me tell you something, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, heart attack, strokes, and all that stuff, all in your bloodline. It's a spiritual muscle. It's a spiritual thing that is going to help you to become, to operate in a natural thing. God is getting ready to do miracle signs and wonders. If it happened in the Old Testament and the New Testament, why shouldn't it be happening now? I decree and declare that every miracle that you have seen in the Bible, it happens in your life now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you're showing them the mysteries, Father God. You're showing them the ingredients, Father God, for miracle signs and wonders to happen on a daily basis. Father God, all it takes is for one miracle. Father God, let the miracles be upon them now. In the name of Jesus, they was once not able to walk, but being able to walk. They was once blind, but now being able to see. They was once deaf, but now being able to hear. They was once mute, but now being able to speak. They was once had a bad heart, but now the heart is pumping and is stronger than they ever been. Now in the name of Jesus, release the miracles, Father God. Release them, Father God, as they continue to get spiritually strong. Release it now in the name of Jesus. Release it now. Release them from their hurt. Release them from their aggravation. Release them from their pain. Release them, Father God, from the demonic attacks upon their bodies, the demonic attacks upon their bloodline, the demonic attacks, Father God, that have caused their whole bloodline to be attacked now. Father God, you are raising up generational curse breakers, Father God, and you're giving them the ingredients. You're giving them the strategies. You're giving them the instructions to break these things now. In the name of Jesus, Father, visit them in the midnight hour. Let them have dreams and visions, Father God, of what you have called for them to do and what you have called for them to say. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak a spirit of obedience, Father God, that they will be obedient to your will and your way. They will be obedient to your instructions, Father God, and they will follow them out to the T. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 Listen, hey, listen, today is the day that we grow up in a day. Today is the day that when you step out your house, matter of fact, when you step out your bed and you put your feet on the ground, today is the day that your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. God is giving you some things that you need to get your muscles right. What is it that God has told you to get your muscles right? It might be your prayer. It might be your fasting. It might be your reading. It might be the way that you look at a situation. It might be the way that that your heart is toward other people. Come on, y'all. Come on. Today is the day that we're no longer a victim. You're no longer a victim. So don't even think about the victim spirit. Don't even function like the victim spirit. Father, I pray that every time they think about, every time their words resemble a victim spirit, every time the victim spirit come at them, Father God, that they have the strength to break it. They have the strength to come out of it. They have the strength of the strategies to walk out of it instantly. Instantly. That they feel it bumping into them. Now, in the name of Jesus, today is the day. Hey, today is the day we get our joy back. Somebody lost their joy. Somebody done lost their happiness. Somebody's finances are struggling. Today is the day. God got some simple instructions. Simple instructions. Today is the day that you follow those instructions and you get your joy back. You get your peace back. You get your happiness back. You get your finances back. You get your health back. Come on, y'all. You get your family back. Come on. Come on. Don't stop in the process. Don't stop in the process. Come on, y'all. Don't stop in the process. We got this. You got this. You got this. You a winner. Come on. You are a winner. You are more than a conqueror. That is you. God has called for you to be that. You're not a victim. You're victorious in everything that you do. Everything that you put your hands to. Wherever you show up and you put your feet, God has given it to you. So when you go in your job, it belongs to you. You wondering why you ain't got a promotion? You wondering why? Come on now. Let's figure it out. Because your spiritual muscles ain't meet your natural muscles. And don't feel bad. God is trying to build a foundation in your life. He's trying to build a foundation in your life. Why? Because he's trying to take you to another place. He's trying to take you to another level. But if your foundation is not strong enough, you won't be able to handle what God is trying to have you to do. And every time you don't have a good foundation and you try to move forward ahead of God, then all of a sudden all hell break out and you can't handle it. Have you ever been in that place? When God tell you not to say something and hold yourself, and all of a sudden when the rubber hits the road, your mouth done went off. Why? Because your foundation wasn't hard. Your foundation wasn't strong. God is trying to build a foundation. Today is the day that allow God to build your foundation. As you go through the process, the foundation is being strengthened. It's like you can't build a house on water. Not going to happen. You ain't in a boat. This is not a boat. We're talking about a hard foundation because God is trying to take you to another level. So today is the day that your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles. Declare that today. Today is the day that my spiritual muscles meeting my natural muscles. Today is the day that my spiritual muscles is meeting my natural muscles. That means I'm getting stronger in God. And as I get stronger in God, my flesh gets stronger. My spirit man gets stronger, and my flesh has to line up. I got more authority over my flesh. You understand? I'm able to walk this thing out. But if your spirit man is not strong enough, then your flesh is stronger than your spirit man. So we got to do it. We got to do it the other way because we are spiritual beings. So let's go. Let's get our spiritual muscles. Let's get our spiritual muscles strong so our natural muscles we'll be able to walk this thing out. We'll be able to walk it out. Our spiritual muscles meet our natural muscles. That's your declaration for today. And you'll understand it because God has started speaking to you how to get that muscle, those spiritual muscles strong enough. And come on, let's focus on the spiritual muscles and not the natural muscles. Because the spiritual muscles will meet your natural muscles. Because you have to tell yourself over and over. When you're in sports, you got to tell yourself, if you getting ready to lift some weights, you got to sit there and you wonder why people sitting there, because they're trying to pump themselves up. They're trying to pump themselves up. They're trying to get themselves mentally ready to lift this weight. Oh, Jesus. You got to get yourself pumped up. So as you go on to work, you got your praise and worship on. You got your song that get you in that mood. And then when you get to work, man, the devil can't do anything because you already in another place. Why? Because you strengthening your spiritual muscles before you have to get in there and show your natural muscles. Zee, I like that. Y'all better get that one. That one fresh off the press. Come on, y'all. I got to go. God gave you your instructions. God done gave you your motivation today. I got a new perspective today. Oh, I got a new move today. Oh, I'm stronger today. Oh, today is the day that I got a breakthrough. You don't understand what I got this morning. I'm spiritually strong. My spiritual muscles just meet my natural muscles. And that's why I'm able to walk this thing. So let's have an awesome day. I'm Gerald. one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and I pray that this right here, it gets your day right. Go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. There's resources there. Also, go to our YouTube channel. Boom! If you are not a subscriber of our YouTube channel, then you need to go to our YouTube channel and please subscribe, because we're just trying to give information and nuggets to all that want it. And I pray that this move you, stretch you, pull you, motivate you. I'm talking about today. If we get, I mean, like supernatural strong. I'm so pumped up, man. I'm getting ready to, I ain't even walked. I haven't ran yet. So I'm getting ready to get out, and I'm so hyped right now. I might start sprinting. I don't even know. Whatever God wants me to do, I think I'm getting ready to do it. I'm about to have some fun. I pumped myself up this morning. I literally pumped myself up this morning. I woke up feeling kind of a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's why God had me jumping on going early. So y'all be blessed, man. And y'all have a wonderful day. Affect y'all day. Affect your job. Affect your job. And I'm talking about in a powerful way. Let your spiritual muscles meet your natural muscles today. Y'all make sure y'all declare that. Y'all make sure y'all put that on in this thing. Because I need y'all to come in agreement with me. My spiritual muscles gonna meet my natural muscles today. Y'all have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.